Okay, welcome everybody today. And before we read the Bible, we'll ask the Lord's blessing in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks again for the Lord Jesus and his death for us, and we do that so regularly and so often we would almost think it would be wearying, but it's not, we know. And we come with the name of the Lord Jesus upon our lips because there's none greater, and there is one that has met all of our needs, and he's the sum total of all God's blessings and his salvation for our world. And so we give thanks for thy kindness then today, and look to thee that thou remember the message of the gospel to be spoken here and where it will go, to whose ears it will fall upon. We would ask you that there'll be ears to hear, and we ask thee for thy blessing upon each. We just commit different ones that are connected with us. We would think of different ones that have struggled. We would just pray for Bea Capilli and those connections there for help and blessing, and others that have been sick. We would just ask for thy blessing now today and commit all to thee, giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So this morning we're going to read and ask Tintin to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 6 and verse 37. It says, "All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out."
Hello po sa lahat. Sabay-sabay po natin basahin ang magandang balita mula po sa Aklat ni Juan, chapter 6, verse 37. "Ang lahat ng taong ibinigay sa akin ng Ama ay lalapit sa akin, at hinding-hindi ko itataboy ang mga lumalapit sa akin."
I'm thinking really of the last part of the verse, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out."
Naisip ko ang huling talata sa na ating nabasa, "ang mga lumalapit sa akin."
The Lord Jesus Christ is the speaker in this verse.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ang tagapagsalita sa talatang ito.
This is coming in John's gospel, which is wherein is presented the Lord Jesus Christ as the eternal Son of God living as a man here on earth.
Ito ay nanggaling mula sa aklat ni Juan na ipinapakita na ang ating Panginoong Jesus, siya ay anak ng Diyos at siya ay anak ng Diyos magpakailanman.
So then it is not just Jesus, the miracle worker, the teacher that is speaking, but it is the eternal Son of God.
Ito'y pinapakita na si Jesus ay hindi lamang tagapagturo, hindi lamang tagapagpagaling, ngunit siya ang magpakailangmang anak ng Diyos.
In these simple words that he speaks, he issues really two things. One is a promise, but firstly, he gives an invitation. So it is an invitation and a promise.
Dito ipinapakita na may dalawang bagay, ang isang imbitasyon at ang pangako.
So much in our world is based on these two things, invitations and promises.
Sa katunayan sa ating mundo, makikita din natin ang pangkaraniwan na ang imbitasyon at ang pangako.
The Lord Jesus is saying that whoever wants to come, whoever needs to come, they're welcome to come and he will receive them.
Dito ipinapakita na kung sino man ang gustong pumunta, siya ay tatanggapin.
And he promises that whoever comes, he will not cast them away.
At ang pangako na kung sino man ang pupunta o lumapit, ay hindi niya itataboy.
So then, I want to think for a minute of who is going to receive or who is this invitation to.
At dito makikita natin kung paano o kung sino nga ba ang o para kanino nga ba ang imbitasyon.
The background of this verse, earlier in the same chapter, there was a tremendous miracle that was accomplished.
Makikita po natin, bago po ang kwento na ito, ang napakagandang o pinakakaibang kwento na maaari nating mabasa.
in the first 14 verses of the chapter, we have one of the very, very famous miracles of the Lord Jesus, the feeding of 5,000 people.
At dito po sa chapter na ito, mababasa din natin ang kwento ng pagpapakain ng ating Panginoong Jesus sa 4,000 katao.
In a place where there was nothing to eat, the Lord Jesus fed 5,000 people by his own power and his own provision, using just 5 loaves and 2 small fishes.
Dito po ipinapakita kung paano pinakain ng Panginoon, binusog ng Panginoon ang mga tao, ang 5,000 katao.
It was nothing short of a miracle.
Hindi po ito nagkulang ng dakilang gawa.
Who are the people that received this marvelous meal in the wilderness?
Sino-sino nga ba ang mga taong ito ang nakatanggap ng napakadakilang gawa ng Panginoon?
There were people that had come to hear the Lord Jesus speak, and now they were hungry and they were thirsty, and they had nothing to eat or drink.
Ito po yung mga tao na pumunta at nakinig sa mga salita ng Diyos, at ngayon sila ay nagutom at nauhaw.
The Lord Jesus was very conscious of this tremendous need, this very basic need of food and drink.
Ang ating Panginoon ay alam po niya ang pangangailangan ng bawat isa.
And he asks his disciples how they're going to meet the need. Of course, we know now that it was easy when he was there.
At tinanong po niya ang kanyang mga disipulo kung paano nila tutugunan ang pangangailangan ng mga tao. Ngunit alam po mismo ng ating Panginoon kung ano ang kanyang gagawin.
And he presented the need to his disciples, and they threw up their hands and said, "We can't meet the need of these people."
At sinabi po ng kanyang mga disipulo na paano namin tutugunan ang kanilang pangangailangan?
And in their mind, the best thing to do was just allow the people to try to meet their own need, to do the best that they could.
Ngunit ang nasa isip lamang po ng kanyang mga disipulo ay ibigay o ipasa sa mga taong ito kung paano nila makukuha o paano sila makakuha ng pagkain ng kanilang pangangailangan.
And the Lord Jesus knew what he was going to do. The story tells us that.
Ngunit ang ating Panginoong Jesus, alam po niya kung paano o ano ang kanyang gagawin. Sinabi po ito sa ating kwento o sa istorya.
And he told his disciples to make the people sit down as if expecting that need to be met.
At sinabi po ng Panginoon sa kanyang mga disipulo na paupuin ang mga tao at alam na po nila kung ano ang gagawin.
So in the picture now, you can see all these people sitting on the ground expecting someone else to meet their need. They had come to the Lord Jesus.
Kaya makikita po natin o ma-imagine po natin kung ang mga tao na nakaupo sa damuhan at ini-expect na po nila kung ano ang mangyayari na mayroong taong magbibigay ng kanilang pangangailangan ang pagkain.
They could not meet their own need, and no other man around them could meet their need.
Hindi po nila kayang tugunan ang kanilang pangangailangan, at walang kahit na sino mang tao ang kayang tugunan ang kanilang pangangailangan sa mga oras na iyon.
And one of the disciples comes together, Simon Peter's brother, comes with his little lunch for himself and says, "I just have this."
At ang isang disipulo po na kapatid ni Pedro na ang pangalan ay Simon, siya ay lumapit at ipinakita sa Panginoon, "Ito lamang ang meron ako."
And the Lord Jesus took something that was so small and met the need of over 5,000 people.
At iyon, ang pinakita ng ang nasa kamay ng Panginoon ay napakakaunti para tugunan ang napakalaking pangangailangan ng mga tao.
And against that background, the Lord Jesus has said in verse 35 that he is not just the bread in the wilderness, but he is the bread of life.
At dito nga po sinabi ng Panginoon sa John 6 verse 35, sinabi ni Jesus sa kanila, ako ang tinapay na nagbibigay buhay.
And he addresses two of the basic needs, hunger and thirst, that we have physically, and he gives it a spiritual teaching.
At dito po tinugunan o ipinakita ng Panginoon na tayo'y nangangailangan ng pagkain, tayo ay nagugutom, at tayo'y nauuhaw.
He said, just as there were people in the wilderness that were hungry and thirsty and are met their need, so there is people who are hungry and thirsty spiritually, and I can meet that need too.
Sa katunayan, sa mga tao na nasa ilang, ang mga tao na nagugutom, ang mga taong nauuhaw, mayroon din pong mga tao na nagugutom at nauuhaw spiritual. At kayang-kayang tugunan ng ating Panginoong Jesus ang ganung pangangailangan.
And he says it's not physical bread.
Sinabi po niya na ito'y hindi physical na tinapay.
In verse 40, he says that this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
At dito po sinabi niya, sapagkat ang kalooban ng aking Ama na ang lahat ng kumikilala at sumasampalataya sa anak ay magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan, at bubuhayin ko siyang muli sa huling araw.
So that is what the Lord Jesus is offering to us today, to the audience that we are speaking to.
At ganun na nga lang po ang ipinagkakaloob ng ating Panginoon sa araw na ito sa ating pag-uusap.
He says, to those who are hungering and thirsting for everlasting life, he says, you come to me, I will not cast you out.
At sa bawat isa sa atin na nagugutom at nauuhaw ng buhay ng walang hanggan, kayo ay lumapit sa ating Panginoong Jesus at kayo ay matutugunan o mabibigyan ng buhay na walang hanggan.
And he says, to those who are hungering and thirsting and questioning where I will be after I die, he says, I will raise them up at the last day.
At sinabi po niya, doon po sa mga nagugutom, nauuhaw at nagtatanong kung saan nga ba ako mapupunta sa kabilang buhay, sabi niya, kayo ay lumapit sa akin at ibibigay ko ang katugunan na kayo'y aking muling bubuhayin sa huling araw.
I want to ask you today, personally, are you hungry for everlasting life? Do you want to know where you will be after you die?
Kayo nga, may katanungan po siya, kayo nga ba'y nagugutom sa buhay na walang hanggan? Kayo nga ba'y nagtatanong kung paano kayo makakatugon o makakakuha ng buhay na walang hanggan?
Wouldn't you like to know that your sins were all forgiven and all was right with God?
Kagustuhan nyo nga bang malaman na kayo ay magiging matuwid sa Panginoon at magkakaroon kayo ng buhay na walang hanggan?
This is not physical bread, but this is bread from heaven.
Hindi po ito'y physical na tinapay, ngunit ito po ay tinapay na galing sa kalangitan.
Bread in the Bible speaks of that which satisfies, and this is where true satisfaction is found.
Ang tinapay sa Biblia ay nagbibigay ng kasiyahan, ngunit ito ay ang kasiyahan na matatagpuan natin. What's the last part, David?
This is where true satisfaction is found.
Ngunit ang tinapay na ito ay makakatugon o makapagbibigay sa atin ng tunay na kasiyahan.
And the verse, our Bible verse for today is, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
At ang ating verse araw na ito, ang lumalapit sa akin ay hinding-hindi ko itataboy.
So, who is invited? It's those who have need, they are hungry, and they are thirsty.
Sino nga ba ang mga iniimbitahan? Ang mga taong nagugutom? Ang mga taong nauuhaw?
They have a need that is spiritual and that is very, very personal.
Ito yung mga taong nangangailangan ng espiritual na pangangailangan.
This is one of the most personal things you will have thought about today, your own personal need before God for eternal life.
Ito ay ang personal na pangangailangan. Ito ay ang personal na koneksyon o personal na kaalaman mula po sa ating Panginoon.
So that is the people who were invited. It's people who have personal need that is basic and essential.
Ito po ang imbitasyon, ang personal na imbitasyon at para po sa mga taong may personal na pangangailangan.
So who can meet this need is the next question.
So ang pangalawang question po, kung sino ang makakatugon nito?
And again, we draw the spiritual teaching from the physical example that the Lord Jesus did what no one else could do.
At dito nga po, makikita natin ang kasagutan ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Siya lamang ang makakatugon ng mga katanungan na ito.
He personally met the need of these thousands of people in the wilderness, and there was actually more than they could eat and consume.
Ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay tumugon sa pangangailangan ng 5,000 tao o mahigit pa.
And the Lord Jesus is teaching us that if we come for our spiritual needs to be met, we come to Him and to Him alone, and He will not cast us out.
At ipinakita dito ng ating Panginoong Jesus na kapag tayo ay lumapit sa Kanya, ay hinding-hindi niya tayo itataboy.
One of the basic truths that the Bible presents all the way through its pages are the basic personal need of humanity that sin has caused us to have.
At dito nga po sa ating Biblia, ang bawat pahina ng ating Biblia ay pinapakita yung ating mga kasalanan na nakailangang tugunan. At iyon lamang po ay ang paglapit sa ating Panginoon.
As sinners, we can never be satisfied without Christ.
At bilang makasalanan po ay ang ating Panginoong Jesus lamang ang makakapagtugon ng ating mga pangangailangan.
As sinners, we can never know we have eternal life in any other way than through the promise of the Lord Jesus in His Word.
Bilang makasalanan po ay hindi po natin malalaman o makukuha ang buhay na walang hanggan kung hindi lamang po sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
And so the good news of this verse today is that you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and your need will be met and you will have peace and satisfaction through Him.
Ang magandang balita po ay sa araw na ito, maaari kayong lumapit sa Panginoong Jesus at makukuha o matutugunan ng inyong pangangailangan dahil sa Kanya.
The reason only He can meet this need is because there is no other sacrifice for sins.
Ang dahilan kung bakit Siya lamang ang makakatugon ng ating pangangailangan kasi dahil walang ibang sakripisyo ang makakatanggal ng kasalanan.
He said He is the bread of heaven. Heaven has provided this one coming all the way down to where we are.
At sinabi po na Siya ang tinapay na bumaba galing sa langit.
He came to meet our need and He did that by dying on the cross as my substitute.
Tinugunan po niya ang pangangailangan na iyon nang siya'y namatay sa krus.
Because of Calvary's cross, there is a rich provision for us to have for ourselves. We just need to receive it.
Dahil siya po ay namatay sa krus, sa kalbaryo, kaya po siya ang natatanging makakatugon ng ating pangangailangan.
And the Lord Jesus said, if you come to Him, He will not cast you out.
At sinabi po ng ating Panginoong Hesus na kapag kayo ay lumapit sa Kanya, hinding-hindi niya kayo itataboy.
He doesn't say if you come to a church.
Hindi po sinabi na kapag kayo ay lumapit sa simbahan.
He doesn't say to do the best you can. The hungry people couldn't do anything to meet their need, and neither can you.
Hindi po sinasabi na gawin niyo kung ano yung makakaya ninyo kasi yung mga taong nagugutom sa ilang ay hindi nila kaya o wala silang kayang gawin.
He doesn't say to embark on a pathway of penance to pay for your sin.
Hindi po niya sinabi na magpakadusa kayo.
He doesn't say you have to feel sorry for your sin to a certain degree.
Hindi po niya sinabi na maging malungkot kayo sa inyong mga kasalanan.
He only says if you come as a hungry, thirsty person to Him, He will not cast you out.
Sinabi po niya na kapag kayo'y lumapit na gutom, uhaw sa Kanya, ay hindi niya kayo itataboy.
So in the invitation, there is a very personal need that is represented.
At sa kanyang imbitasyon, ay mayroon pong napaka-personal na pangangailangan.
But for this personal need, there is a very personal Savior.
At dahil po dito sa personal na pangangailangan, ay mayroon pong personal na tagapagligtas.
The Bible presents the Lord Jesus Christ as the only Savior.
Ang ating Biblia ay nagbibigay ng ang patunay na ang ating Panginoon siya po ang nag-iisang tagapagligtas.
He came to earth so He could go to the cross so that we could be saved and satisfied.
Ang ating Panginoon ay pumarito upang mamatay sa krus at maging tagapagligtas nating lahat.
And so we have had the people who were invited to come with need.
Kaya po mayroong mga taong iniimbitahan na mayroong mga pangangailangan.
We have the one who can meet that need, the Lord Jesus Christ alone.
At mayroong taong makakatugon sa mga pangangailangan na iyon at iyon ay ang ating Panginoong Hesus.
By His person and His work on the cross, He can satisfy the hungry soul.
Sa kanyang sarili at sa kanyang ginawa sa krus ay makakapagtugon ng ang kaluluwa na nauuhaw.
The final thing I want to think about is just the very personal promise from the Lord Jesus Himself.
At ang ating huling salita po ay ang personal na pangako galing sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
He says to the person who comes, they don't ever have to worry or be afraid. He says, I will never, no, never cast you out.
At ang pangako pong ito sa taong pupunta ay kailanman hindi po niya itataboy.
So that we have in this an absolute promise of eternal security.
At meron po tayong kasiguraduhan na kaligtasan kapag tayo ay pumunta sa ating Panginoon.
My eternal salvation does not depend on me, what I do or don't do.
Ang aking kaligtasan ay hindi nababase sa aking mga ginagawa o sa aking mga gagawin.
In verse 37, he says, him that cometh. In verse 40, he says, the person who believes on him. That's what is required.
Dito po sa verse 37, sa mga taong lumalapit. At dito po sa verse 40, ay ang kanyang gagawin.
So that the work of salvation rests 100% on the Lord Jesus forever.
At ang kaligtasan ay tanging nakasalalay lamang sa ating Panginoong Jesus magpakailanman.
Nothing I can do will take me out of His salvation once I rest on Him.
Walang kahit na anumang makakatanggal sayo sa kamay ng ating Panginoong Jesus kapag kayo ay mayroong buhay na walang hanggan.
When God sees that one singular act of a sinful person on the Lord Jesus Christ, He says, I'm saving that person.
Kapag kayo ay lumapit sa ating Panginoong Jesus, kayo ay makakatanggap ng kaligtasan at sasabihin ng Panginoong Jesus, itong taong ito ang may kaligtasan, ang aking gustong, ang aking kagustuhan ay siya ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
And the Lord Jesus, the eternal Son of God, says, if you're resting on me, you will never be cast away.
At sinabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus na kapag kayo ay lumapit sa Kanya at kayo ay namahinga sa Kanya, kayo ay magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Let's read verse 37 again, and then we'll pray at the end. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and notice this, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Ang lahat ng taong ibinigay sa akin ng Ama ay lalapit sa akin, at hinding-hindi ko itataboy ang mga lumalapit sa akin.
I hope that today, if you have never trusted Him, that you will trust Him today for eternal life.
Ako'y umaasa na kapag hindi nyo pa natanggap o hindi pa kayo lumapit sa ating Panginoon, na kayo ay makakatanggap o makakakilala sa ating Panginoon at makakatanggap kayo ng buhay na walang hanggan.
And to those who have trusted Him already, then I want you to know from the Bible today that you can rest. You can have peace. You can be satisfied in the safety, the salvation that the Lord Jesus has provided for you.
At doon po sa mga taong nakakilala o mayroon ng kaligtasan, tayo ay umaasa na magpakailanman tayo ay maaaring lumapit, mayroon tayong kapayapaan, at maaari tayong mamahinga sa ating Panginoong Jesus magpakailanman.
Now we'll pray. Father, we can give thanks for the Lord Jesus and for what He has done for us. And we would just commit these simple words of truth from the Bible to Thee for safekeeping in the hearts of some, that it might find a sure place. And like the good seed, it will grow and bring forth fruit unto eternal life. We would pray for each one of the audience and the needs that they do have. We could never meet the need, just like the disciples could never meet the need of those people in the wilderness. So we could never meet a need, but we would pray today that through the work of the Holy Spirit and by the power of God, that indeed there will be needs met through these simple messages that go out, not only today, but all the different Saturdays. We would just pray that the Word of God will find its mark and have its effect as only it can do. We would look to Thee then, giving thanks for Thy kindness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening.